Sophia brought joy to everyone she knew.
Sophia was exactly who you want your child or sibling to be. She had a good heart. She stood up for people. She knew when to do the right thing and what the right thing was.
Sophia was 15 years old when she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, but her mom, Valerie, says that diagnosis took a long time to get after several months of knowing something was wrong.
From the onset of symptoms, about 7 months to get a solid diagnosis off of her. It was brutal. It was that reality of she has a mass in her brain and we don't know what it is.
In 2018, Sophia was told that her brain tumor was terminal. Valerie and Sophia's sister Nicole were prepared to help Sophia however she needed, but Sophia took the news with determination.
Nicole and I are visibly disturbed. We're sobbing. And Sophia just sat up from the table and she said, "Who does she think she is? She doesn't know me. And I'm going to fight this."
She always saw the bright side. She was, you know, she was that person that would always, like I said, cheer you up. And so she found that even in her worst moment.
And fight she did. Sophia underwent radiation and chemotherapy, and for a while it worked.
She said, "We've never seen anything like this. You could not see anything on the MRI." And I knew in the back of my mind that there were microscopic things that it probably was not picking up, but you just clung to the hope and the positivity.
Sophia was able to spend the summer of 2018 at the pool with friends. She was able to go back to school. She was able to live.
And she spent her summer up at the pool. They got to have a normal summer. She walked around with her head shaved and a big old patch of hair missing around the back of her head. And, you know, and she didn't care. She said, "People can stare, Mom. I don't care. I'm alive."
You could see new life in her in a way. She really appreciated what she had at that point.
But in 2019, a scan revealed that her cancer had spread. She continued treatment options throughout the year, and in 2020, her condition worsened.
To watch a child who's growing and thriving almost do like a Benjamin Button, they're reverse aging, their body just starts shriveling up, and you can see the effects of the treatment and of the disease.
On July 14, 2020, Sophia passed away, surrounded by her family. But her spirit of joy lives on for Valerie and her siblings, Nicole and Joshua.
Knowing who Sophia was and how she lived her own life, I think it would be a disservice to not live life enjoying every single day and enjoying every small detail that you can experience.
Whenever I'm out doing something, more times than not, there's one that's pretty close by, like it's pretty visible. It's not hiding or anything. That's my little sign that she's around.
My neighbor stopped me the other day and she was outdoors doing a little bit of yard work, and I stopped to say hello to her, and this giant yellow swallowtail came fluttering past her. And she said, "There's our girl." And I said, "There she is."